This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, we started something last night, and we never got finished with it because we ran out of time. So tonight we're going to try to complete that. And thusly, Arbalest Quarrel is back. Stephen D'Andrilli, Roger Katz. We've never done this before. Maybe we'll actually finish the thought tonight, guys, huh?
I doubt it. This is much too big.
Gotcha. So where would we like to go? Who is taking the helm?
Well, Stephen will start.
Okay. All right. Let's keep it simple. Let's keep it real simple because I'm pretty simple. I'm not as sophisticated and as brilliant as Roger. So
yeah,
let's see if I could relate to the average American out there, like me, like most of us, that is listening to the news from one source or another and trying to figure it out. And this is what I came up with. I came up with a little scenario. When a person says something false about another person, I think it's called slander. And Roger will expound on that a little, in more detail. And I think we've all heard of that when you slander someone. When a person writes something false about another person, I think it's called libel. And I think we have laws against slander and libel. Both acts are damaging. Both acts defame the good character of a person. And both acts should have consequences, in my opinion. When we take these acts to a higher level, the damage increases accordingly. So when the person is someone of standing, like a dean of a college, or a mayor of a city, or a priest, a bishop, a rabbi, a clergy of standing, a member of Congress, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the effect becomes even more serious. Now, when we talk about the media, now we're in a whole new hemisphere. The rules of engagement reach their max. They provide us with information that we should be able to rely on to make our important political decisions. They depend on their First Amendment freedom of the press rights to say what they want to say. But if what they are saying is not factual, but instead a biased form of misinformation, disinformation, and fake news, it's not opinion versus editorial. They don't separate the two. They put it out there, and we're supposed to believe what they say because they are the media. My question is, and this is what I think we might want to talk about, shouldn't they, the mainstream media, be held accountable in some way for their actions? And what got me thinking about this is today on Fox News, Herman Cain, and we all remember him. He was a candidate for president in 2016, and he refuses to step down on his nomination as head of the Fed because of a sexual allegation made 8 years ago that was brought up during his bid as a candidate for president. And this allegation resurfaced again. But this time he said, then I was involved in spending a lot of money on my campaign. I didn't have the time to deal with this false accuser. So if you're going to come forward again, he said, I'm going to take you to court. I'm going to sue you on slander. And if everyone that was thinking of promulgating false information, whether it's verbally, whether it's written, whether it's a person, whether it's an institution, whether it's the media, I think we need to start taking a hard stand and taking legal action. The question is, what rights do we have under law to correct this problem?
So the premise, and I get it. I mean, I don't like the misinformation, and that's it, the false information is one thing. Sometimes that's inadvertent. I've had to do a couple of retractions myself just because I got it wrong. And so, you know, technically, when I got it wrong, I was giving out false information. But misinformation, which is more of a willful act to me, when it's actually designed to mislead us, I completely get your anger. I have anger at it. It's completely frustrating altogether. What have you got in mind? I mean, what can we do to that legally that is in place right now that we could actually hit them with it, stick it, prosecute, convict, and do something that doesn't at the same time get reinterpreted the next time the Democrats come into charge and use that to start going after, I don't know, Cheryl Atkinson, for example?
Well, in my holster, I have a Roger Katz.
Well,
and we're coming up to the break.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes left. So, do you see my issue with it? Whenever all of these laws that are passed, I mean, how many gun control laws have been passed? 22,000?
Yeah.
None. And there, how many of them are redundant? How many of them actually do anything to stop a crime? None. How many of them actually do something to stop me and you from having a gun, owning a gun, buying a gun? All. It's already illegal to kill people. It's illegal to shoot people and kill people. It's illegal to run them over. It's illegal to beat them with a garden hoe and kill them. That's already illegal, and yet they're always going after the tool. And whenever they do that, whenever, like right now, Lindsey Graham is pushing red flag laws, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that he's not, he's thinking like Lindsey Graham thinks, which Lindsey thinks the people of South Carolina elect him because of his superior intellect, like he's Khan from Star Trek. But his intentions are probably fairly pure in Lindsey-esque thought processes. The problem is that he won't always be in a position of power. Somebody else will be in a position of power, and they will look at that law that they have created, and they will reinterpret it, and then you weaponize it, just like they did with the IRS, just like they did with, they do this with the VA. I mean, they do this with all kinds of places. And that's where my problem with any of these laws that might get brought up whenever we propose new legislation. So when we get back, Roger, let's talk about what's wrong. Is there anything already on the books? What could be put on the books? How do we keep these laws that get passed that, you know, sometimes there needs to be a law, but at the same time, my concern with any law that gets passed nowadays is that the Democrats are going to be in charge of everything again one day. And, you know, I, to be honest with you, I hope I'm dead. I'm dead before that happens.
Well, because he's president of the United States.
Yeah, well, we'll talk. That's a long reach there, buddy. You hang on. We'll be right back talking to the Arbless Quarrel. This is Lock and Load.
weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows! Mm-hmm. Great idea!
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Arbalest Quarrel, we're about to get into, now we're going to talk what kind of penalties can we lay on these boys when they get malfeasant and a little loose-lipped with the, you know, a little loose with the facts and the truth and everything else. Roger, so existing today, what is in place today that we can actually go after these misinforming media people with their agenda-driven, tactics?
And that's the rub, Bill. It's very difficult. The problem is, apart from the old sedition laws of 1789, which were created to protect the government against and allow the government to do its job to protect the people, that's been pretty much whittled away. But it took a couple hundred years to do it, and it was due to, well, there's been a few cases, but there's one in particular, apart from the Sullivan case, and I want to point to a point that was made by the Supreme Court. This was a 1949 case, Terminello versus Chicago. And the court said this: a function of free speech under our system of government is to invite dispute. It may indeed best serve its high purpose when it induces a condition of unrest, creates dissatisfaction with conditions as they are, or even stirs people to anger. Speech is often provocative and challenging. It may strike at prejudices and preconceptions and have profound, unsettling effects as it presses for acceptance of an idea. That is why freedom of speech, though not absolute, is nevertheless protected against censorship or punishment, unless shown likely to produce a clear and present danger of a serious substantive evil that rises far above public inconvenience, annoyance, or unrest. Now, that was back in 1949. And then in 1964, the Supreme Court pointed out in protecting the New York Times, it said that a constitutional privilege intended to free criticism of public officials from the restraints imposed by the common law of defamation is not going to fly unless you can show that the particular statements were false and that they were delivered with a malicious intent. Well, look, we know that the New York Times and the Washington Post and various broadcast stations like MSNBC and CNN are doing everything in their power to destroy this presidency. And they've done that since the day that Trump took the oath of office. And there's very little that can be done about it. In fact, what I find very interesting, one of the biggest lies, and I think the most reprehensible thing that we see the New York Times and the Washington Post asserting is that Trump is some sort of autocrat, or worse, a tyrant. And yet, if you look at the history, it was Obama, as I indicated last night in the previous show, that it was Obama who actually hounded reporters who were getting too close to the truth about what Obama was doing in terms of harming the American people in terms of his own policies. But that didn't stop Obama from going after these reporters, as Judge Napolitano had pointed out in an article that he had written. But curiously, the New York Times never went against Obama on that. Now the New York Times is taking the greatest liberties in going after Trump in the worst possible way. The thing is, and I want to point this out because and I suppose this may not be the answer that you want or even that Stephen wants as I'm hinting all around it, but there's very little we can do. But the fact is that Trump is actually the greatest supporter of the Bill of Rights that we have had, much, much more so than Obama, if he ever was, a constitutional lawyer, and much more so than any of the Bushes or Clinton or Hillary Clinton if she had gotten into office. The fact is, if you recall, and this is only a few weeks ago, Trump got very upset, and rightfully so, and the Supreme Court precedent to support him. He said that the schools, the colleges, were not doing anything in their everything in their power to protect freedom of speech. And you would think that the bastions of higher learning would be the very receptacles for free speech and the depositories of a wide variety of opinion and views, but we don't see that at all. Look, Trump has not attempted to in any way put a lid on what MSNBC or CNN or the New York Times or Washington Post does. And in that respect, he's basically saying, look, we have a First Amendment. They could say good things. They could say bad things. They could say true things. They could say essentially false things. All I want is to have basically an equal opportunity to assert my opinions and allow conservatives an equal opportunity and a platform to assert their opinions and their beliefs. And we simply don't have that today. And that's the thing that is the most frightening thing. And that's the thing that is going to be the killer of our society, except, of course, for the Second Amendment. And that, of course, I think I'll go into that the second, or I guess this will
the
be
next the segment. Yeah, second. The next segment. Yeah, the next segment.
Because, the thing is that we are losing our country, and we're losing it in the worst possible way by CNN and MSNBC and all these self-righteous public institutions that say that they have the best interests of the American people at heart. They do not. And I don't know, Stephen, do you want to...
We only got 9 seconds. He can't pipe
in. Oh, 9 seconds? I'm sorry.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
There you go. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Arbalest Squirrel. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At the White House on Thursday, President Trump taking some questions, and he was asked about the subpoena by the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee for his son, Don Jr.
Remember, he said to me a long time ago when I was thinking about running, Dad, if I could help, let me know. It's not my expertise. It's not something I really like, but whatever I can do, you're my father, whatever I can do.
A two-day outbreak of severe weather has spawned at least 20 tornadoes from Texas to Louisiana to Oklahoma and Kansas. Now, one death has been reported in Austin, where a man was swept away from rising floodwaters on Thursday. Although it's not raining yet in Houston, although it is expected to come Thursday night, Houston Mayor Sylvester Morris says the city will be ready.
We have more assets on the city level now than we had during Hurricane Harvey. So those assets have been deployed throughout the city.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a four-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Part two of the Media Malfeasance show that we started last night with the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. We've come to certain conclusions here to this point, which we can't give in to our base instincts, which is to go like to the New York Times with a bunch of gasoline and, I don't know, some newspapers and some matches. We can't do that. Where were we about to head off before the break came up there?
Just a couple more points. I want to let Stephen then chime in. But, Bill, the thing that we have working for us, apart from the Bill of Rights, as long as it exists, is a independent Supreme Court. I want to point out something that, and I have mentioned Eric Swalwell, and we also have that Buttigieg, and I want to go back to him. I talked about some of his ridiculous statements before the end of the hour. But we have Eric Swalwell, who was stated a ban of assault weapons by the tobacco after resistors and just get rid of them. And he says Australia got it right. He looks to Australia as a the appropriate Commonwealth nation who we should follow. The problem is, of course, that Australia is not truly a constitutional republic, certainly not like we are, and it has no Bill of Rights. And the proof of the pudding is to see what happens. Basically, the government could do whatever it wants. It decides that people can have firearms, fine. Besides, you can't, then you got to return them. There's nothing consistent in what the governments do. It's simply whatever they feel like at the moment. And that's the real danger that exists in our society. It's not that Trump is attempting to even say that New York Times, Chicago Tribune, or L.A. Times, or Washington Post shouldn't say whatever it is they want to say. But they shouldn't be able to chill speech either. And that's what they're attempting to do. That's really the problem. That's what groups like Antifa want to do. They attempt to hold to the moral high ground. And then they argue that because we have the best interest of society at heart, and we know what's best for the public, we can forget that we had a constitution that stood the test of time, that created the greatest country on the face of the earth. And all we have are people like Ocasio-Cortez and Omar, these people that would never be able to have a platform in Saudi Arabia or Yemen or Kenya or any of the Middle Eastern countries or in Africa. And yet all they do is lambaste the United States. But the real problem is the fact that they attempt to chill speech. They don't want anyone else to have a voice because they know that their arguments are weak. They know that basically they don't trust the public. And so they don't trust the public to have rights that cannot be constrained and controlled. That's the problem we run into. And that, of course, is why they're so concerned about the Supreme Court. You have people like Buttigieg, and again, let me see if I can get to that statement that he had mentioned, which was really, really ludicrous. But basically, he was saying that, well, there are forces in this a country that are against let me get exactly what he said. Can democracy accommodate the forces that are hitting on us through the 21st century? But to get there, we must use some of the most elegant features built into the Constitution, like the ability to amend it to make it stronger. Well, what does he want to do? Well, one of the things he would like to do is get rid of the Second Amendment. And along with that, get rid of so-called assault weapons, stand your ground self-defense gun laws. It's remarkable that here's a man who supposedly was a veteran, and all he does is attempt to undercut our Constitution.
Who are we talking about here, the veteran?
Yeah,
Mayor Pete. He served in Afghanistan.
Well, just being a veteran doesn't make you a patriot.
I know.
A lot of guys join the Army for the GI Bill or for the for the benefits or something, you know. So never ascribe constitutionality. Look at all the generals.
Yeah.
Look at all the generals that are for gun control. I mean, and do you know why the generals are for gun control?
They're being paid off.
No, they're not being paid off. They generals exist. Generals, they don't allow military people to carry guns on post.
Yeah, they want
and they use the same criteria. They get out there and say, "Well, these guys might just start shooting everybody out there." Now, these, you know, we're supposed to be, we're talking about the military. They're the trained ones, and they're ascribing the same tendencies that the gun grabbers get out there. But, I mean, McChrystal and all these other generals that get out there and say, well, you know, these are weapons of war. They know better. But generals don't fight in combat anymore. So
yeah, it's arrogant and it's actually very paternalistic. It's treating soldiers that are or defending our country, but treating them as second-class citizens that cannot be trusted with a firearm if they're back home or on base. It really is mind-boggling.
Hey, Roger, can I get in here for a second? I just came up with a thought, Bill. And this goes to what Roger was saying. All of these politicians are feeling their oaths, and they feel and feeling free to, you know, to advance their extreme, and I'm calling it now super extreme left-wing progressive socialist agenda, because they are stoked by the media. The media gives them what Roger said, the platform. If the media did not cover them, no one would be listening because they wouldn't be covered. And this is the question that what goes through what our conversation is about too. The power of the media. I wonder, can the government shut down the internet if it wants to, just like that? Can it? Let's just think about this for a minute. Like, this could be a Wi-Fi movie idea. Okay, let's say it could. Can Google and Facebook cut us out at whim if they don't like what we stand for and what we're saying? Like,
cut
right
us
now?
Out of what, though? What are they cutting us out of?
Well, can they cut us out
Yeah.
Can they take you off the air right now? Can they shut down our website? Can they stop us from communicating? What would we have to go to? CB radios? What if the internet shut down right now and you couldn't communicate and there was no Fox News, nothing but what the powers to be wanted
here,
to have?
Hang on to that thought. We'll get to that when we get back. Talking to the guys from Arbor's Quarrel, this is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate subject to change. A 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. We were talking about what could these various organizations do. Google, for example, Google's a search engine. They can take us out of everything Google related, but how long have we had these things that are Google related?
Well, let me ask you this, Bill, and this may be a good reason for the Second Amendment.
Sure.
And definitely don't lose your gun rights. Let's throw these questions out. What a fact, and then questions. Most people no longer have phone landlines. Yes, sir. True or false?
That's true.
Okay. Our cell phones rely on satellites. True or false? True.
Well, they rely on towers.
All right. Our computers rely on Wi-Fi.
Hmm.
Our cars rely on computers that rely on satellites. Now, I'm not technical, so I'm just, you know what I'm saying here. In other words, I couldn't believe it that my Jeep Grand Cherokee, which got a flat the other day, I turned on my computer to check out my emails, and I got an alert saying that the PSI tire pressure was down in the right rear tire.
Sure.
Wow. And that somebody who really knows how to hack into a computer can actually stop my brakes and steering while I'm driving, or Sirius radio and navigation. So it's all on computers. So how would you call 911 without service? What I'm saying is, are we prepared? Are we prepared for this? Now, this is getting away from what we started talking about, but not really, because you know what? It goes around. It goes around because the media is setting us up for this. And while we're debating all of this, we also have to be ready for if all of a sudden, while I'm talking now, your station goes off the air.
Well, the station is analog. It does some stuff in digital, but the station is analog. And if something were to happen to where we couldn't do it digitally, then I would be able to do it via analog. And that's the problem they face, because guns are analog. Map reading is analog. You want to know if we're, like when you're talking about cars don't work without GPS. Do you know how to read a map?
Yep.
Okay, so you can you know what how to shoot a resection and a back azimuth and all that stuff.
There you go.
Okay, so you're not at their mercy. You're just simply happy with the convenience, which I am too. You know, I'm happy with the convenience, but there would be landlines. We would find landlines, and we would you know, there's the stuff that they have.
Yeah, and make sure we have our guns and ammo.
Sure, and that kind of stuff.
What if we have smart guns? Then
they don't work.
Well, where are some? And you tell me where some are, and I'll think about. My guns are smart when they're in my hand. I've got some intelligence.
There you go. All right, Roger, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt him, Bill. I'm sorry, but I just these thoughts come into my head every so often. You know, I think
absolutely.
I'm going
to get them out. You have to get them out. Right. No, the big problem with these Democrats and with politicians is that they talk down to the public and they try to coax the public to accept their view of reality. And getting back to this Buttigieg, you know, the Rhodes Scholar, Harvard grad who can speak Norwegian. Well, first of all, we've got to repair our democracy. I didn't know that it was broken. And actually, we have a constitutional republic, not a direct democracy. He says the Electoral College needs to go because it's made our society less and less democratic. Well, what he really means is that we've got to have a number of people that think less and would allow the government to control.
Where's he a mayor at?
Indiana.
Where? Indiana, small town in Indiana.
Right. Yeah, not too far from the NRA convention.
So he's actually knowingly lying to you when he's talking about the Electoral College, right? Because the Electoral College was meant to make sure that the bigger populous, you know, the states with the more populous didn't push around the other states, and the other states had an equal say in who might be the president, which that's the only time that the Electoral College is actually used.
That's the whole point, Bill. That's the whole point.
So he's lying. But, I mean...
Yeah, and but the whole point is also the media is allowing this guy to fit their narrative.
Sure.
He would probably wish he was black or Latino, but he happens to be white, but he's gay. And that's great, right?
Well,
and I'm not pro.
Who was the favorite fruit? Who was the flavor of the month prior to this guy? Beto, right? Beto O'Rourke. The Hispanic Irish guy.
He's done.
Right. And they moved on from that, and they'll move on from this guy because they're looking for somebody to beat Trump. And there's the problem. There's some of these people out there saying, well, if they found somebody that wasn't crazy, they might be able to beat Trump, but who are they fielding? You know, they've got all of these candidates that are out there, let's say, about talking about reparations, okay? Where are they going to get the money from that? Are they going to tax me only because I'm Caucasian? Are they going to tax Caucasians that were here who just got here, who are new immigrants here that are Caucasian, European? Are they going to tax them? Are they not going to tax black people in order to give them the reparations? How are they going to manage to figure out how to tax people based upon their color? And they're talking all of this talk. Swalwell. Let's talk about Swalwell. Swalwell is insane. He's out there saying, well, you know, we're going to buy back all these guns, and if not, that doesn't work. We're going to nuke everybody. I could run for president on that one, too. I could get out there and say, I will ban male pattern baldness, and I will get rid of the letter Q in the English language. And I have the same probability of getting elected as Swalwell. So I love it when these guys talk. I love it when Mayor Buttigieg or whatever his name is, I love it when he talks, because he's trying to be like Obama, except you can't be like Obama without a real, real deep, thick, devious streak in you. He's trying to be real sincere and real sensitive, and he's going to go down in flames. I don't know who it's going to be. It's not going to be him, and it's not going to be Beto, but I don't know who's going to get the nomination. I hope they nominate Joe Biden. Just because we can have a lot of fun with him, too. Just, you know, make sure all the Republican women are kept away from him when he meets them, and, you know, make the farce out of it. But while they're out there doing all this stuff, the only thing that bothers me about what the media is doing today is they didn't learn a lesson in 2016. That's just a sign of their arrogance. They still think, well, we're the ones out here giving you your opinion.
That's why they want to silence Fox News.
Well, but they can't silence Fox News. They tried. The only thing they could do is get out there and very publicly state, hey, we're going to boycott all of your advertisers. Well, the problem with that is that, like, Sean Hannity, if he loses one advertiser because of a boycott, he's got 20 waiting to come and take that spot. So ShamWow's not going to advertise on the Hannity show. But that's all beside the point. We're about to run out of time. We still didn't finish it, though. Well, we'll have to Wednesday will be the last show that I do before I get on the road to go to Indianapolis, so maybe we'll be able to pull that off then. We'll see. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. Featured writers at amoland.com and featured writers at thetruthaboutguns.com. And it would probably be quite entertaining if we could all get in a room with some Nerf bats and beat each other while we're debating some of the stuff we debate. That would be probably quite lively to video that.
You in Indianapolis.
Yes, sir, you will. But I told Roger that one of these days you got to take him with you. So you guys discuss that amongst yourselves. ArbalestQuarrel.com. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys showing up.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
All right.
Thank you. Good night, guys.
Good night. Hour number three is inbound. I hate it when I get that feedback like that on the phone line. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.